This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Democrats have edged closer to complete control of Congress after winning one of two Senate runoffs in the state of Georgia. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Raphael Warnock beat incumbent Republican Kelly Loeffler to become Georgia's first black senator. It's too early to call the other race, where John Ossoff had a small lead on David Perdue. If Ossoff wins, Democrats will control both the House and Senate, a stinging rebuke to President Trump, who was in Georgia 2 days ago urging Republicans to turn out, while at the same time repeating unfounded claims that the elections are rigged. At the Capitol this morning,
do you think the president's rhetoric costs you that race?
Senate GOP chief Mitch McConnell had nothing to say, but fellow Republican Mitt Romney did.
Telling the voters that the election is rigged is not a great way to turn out your voters.
Congress's top two Democrats are declaring victory in both races, though President-elect Biden is holding off. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Supporters of President Trump gather in Washington to voice opposition to the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Vice President Pence will preside as a joint session of Congress meets to count the Electoral College votes and formalize Joe Biden's win. It's a largely ceremonial role. Open the electoral vote certificates from each state and later do what then Vice President Biden did 4 years ago.
Donald Trump of New York has received, for President of the United States, 304 votes.
Announced the winner, but the president's urging Pence to use power he doesn't actually have, pressuring him to undo the will of voters in some battleground states. The president tweeted this morning, "Do it, Mike. This is a time for extreme courage. It's actually up to the House and Senate to voice objections, and more than 100 Republicans are expected to, forcing votes in the two chambers that'll most certainly fail." Sagar Magani, Washington.
The European Union authorized the coronavirus vaccine developed by U.S. drug company Moderna Wednesday. President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen said hours after medical regulators gave it the green light. The Moderna vaccine is the second to be approved by the European Medicines Agency, and the Commission has organized a joint purchasing program to provide doses for member states. Vaccination has begun in EU member states using the version developed by U.S. giant Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech. After Moderna, there are four more candidates for approval. World Health Organization experts are due in China 1 year after the coronavirus outbreak. They're going to go for a highly politicized visit to explore the origins of the coronavirus. The WHO says China has granted permission for the visit by its 10-person team of experts, but before most could even begin their journey, they faced roadblocks with Beijing not yet granting them entry. Beijing has criticized a U.S. order against dealing with Chinese apps. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
Vice President Pence will preside at the joint session of
China's crackdown in Hong Kong escalated dramatically Wednesday, with police arresting more than 50 opposition figures in their largest operation since a draconian security law was imposed on the financial hub. The sweep is the latest salvo in Beijing's battle to stamp out dissent in the semi-autonomous city after millions hit the streets in 2019 with huge and sometimes violent democracy protests. Police confirmed 53 people, including a U.S. citizen, were arrested for, quote, subversion, end quote, in an early morning operation that involved about 1,000 officers. The charges were sparked by an attempt by opposition groups last year to win a majority in the city's partially elected legislature. The European Union's foreign policy chief Tuesday called on Bosnia to assume responsibility for hundreds of migrants left sleeping out in the cold after their camp burned down. In a damning summary of the crisis there, the EU's high representative argued that as a country seeking to join the European Union, Bosnia needed to assume its responsibilities. The Emirate of Dubai has announced a new stimulus package worth $86 million to help the economy cope with the effects of the coronavirus pandemic. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.